This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the great New York City blackout 25 years later. But first, former Presidents Bill Clinton and Nelson Mandela closed this week's Global AIDS Conference in Barcelona, each of them urging scientists and activists to press harder for more money and more leadership in the fight against the AIDS epidemic. NPR's Frank Browning reports from Barcelona.
It was, in many ways, the most political AIDS meeting ever held. When it opened, UNAIDS Director Peter Piot told delegates that businesses and strategic analysts had realized that AIDS has now become a serious threat to social stability in many parts of the world. On Thursday, 9 former presidents or prime ministers met to speak about the threat of AIDS to the world. But it was former President Bill Clinton who spoke most strongly, directly linking AIDS to the threat of terrorism.
100 million AIDS cases means more terror, more mercenaries, more war, destruction, and the failure of fragile democracies.
Echoing what many health specialists had said earlier, Clinton told the conference that AIDS has now changed how we must understand global health itself.
The great conflict of the early 21st century is between the forces of integration and cooperation against the forces of disintegration and chaos, between those who believe in a shared future and those who claim a separate future, between those who wish to live in inclusive communities and those who want exclusive communities, composed only of people who think and act alike. We have to move the world from interdependence to an integrated global community, to people who want a shared future in an inclusive community. We cannot do it without defeating AIDS.
Defeating AIDS will depend in great measure on winning access to the many new and promising drugs discussed at the meeting. In Europe and America, that is becoming easier. But in Africa, in Asia, in the Caribbean, which has the second fastest growing AIDS epidemic after Russia, it will require the wealthy nations to spend billions of dollars to extend treatment to the poor nations. If President Clinton was addressing himself primarily to the wealthy nations and their responsibility, Nelson Mandela spoke directly to the poorer zones, where HIV is spreading fast. Mandela told the delegates that they must be relentless in their demands for money and action.
Many people are criticizing big business and governments because they are not doing sufficiently. That is one part of it, it is true. But the other part, which many people don't talk about, is our own shortcomings. We have not developed proper strategies to get the money out of them.
If you are sick, if you have AIDS, do not hide it, Mandela said. Demand treatment, demand to be heard.
When you keep quiet, and this is something we must repeat 100 times, when you keep quiet, you are signing your own death warrant.
One of the key demands heard throughout the week in Barcelona was that the world's pharmaceutical companies allow the production of more cheap generic drugs, demand that reflects the great expansion in the number of anti-AIDS treatments now available. As plans begin for the next AIDS conference in 2 years at Bangkok, much of the judgment about the world's fight against AIDS will be based on how many of those treatments will have been provided in Africa and the emerging HIV hotspots of China, Southeast Asia, India, and Russia. Frank Browning, NPR News, Barcelona.